Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you scale your business with digital products step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Eva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience and insights to help you to create the business you love. Seeking the path of least resistance, simplicity, and taking messy action is what we're all about around here. I hope this podcast will inspire you to take that next step. Welcome back to yet another episode of the Savvy Offer Hub podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about a big topic, and it's the topic of making sales and why so many product creators fail at that. Okay, so when it comes to creating digital products, most of my clients and many of people in my audience as well start from either one of the positions. Either you already have an audience, so for example, you have thousands of followers or on Instagram, you maybe have been growing your mailing list. You know that there's an audience for whatever it is that you may want to create. Often this means that you may have already been in business for a while. Maybe you have been growing your following. Maybe you have already been selling something here or there. However, on the opposite side of that, and often these are coaches, not always, but often these are coaches who have an idea. They have the proof of concept. They know that it's working because they have worked like one-on-one with clients. Maybe you have done some done-for-you work. Either way, you know that what you want to offer is working. You know that there's an audience for that, but you don't really have that audience just yet. You may be active on social media. You may have a mailing list, but you're not really all that active doing either of those, and you're not actively growing the following either. Today, I want to focus on that second group. Because here's the thing, if you already have an audience, if you already have Instagram following, you have a mailing list, you have a following on any other social media, this means that you have a solid ground to sell your offer in kind of whatever way you want to. You may get on stories, share the links, and people may already be interested to buy. You may send out a few email sequences, and again, you may see sales coming in because you already have a warm audience. But what to do in case when you don't really have that audience just yet? When, yes, there are some people, but the numbers really aren't adding up as much. There may be somebody who will buy, but the numbers within your audience don't really equal consistent passive sales. Well, here's really what this whole story is going to be all about. For you to sell consistently digital products in the online space, you have to have an audience. And if you have an audience, but it's not active, you have to reactivate them. If you have an audience, but it's not really all that big or interested, maybe you grew an audience back in the day when you were doing something else and now you're kind of returning to that. Your task is to grow an audience. And this is one of those things where, especially for coaches, because you may have been working one-on-one, but not only, there is this disconnect that happens because you know that the idea that you have can be successful. But at the same time, when you put it out there, there just isn't enough people who would be interested in it. And in this scenario, I have to say that many coaches end up quitting their digital products because there's that expectation that just because you have been successful as an online coach, you now will be successful selling your digital products as well. But when it comes to selling one-on-one spots, this means that you may be getting in on a few calls per month with very interested leads that want to work with you, right? You may be signing on clients that will be with you for the long run. So every year, maybe there are 3 or 10 people that you need to sign to get that income going. But when it comes to one too many products like digital products, when you start selling this type of offer, you need to have way bigger audience. You need to have way bigger reach. And this is that missing piece that often happens. You have this kind of an expectation that just because what you do is good, there will be sales coming in, but the sales will be coming in only if there's reach. Now, before we go into some practicalities, I want to say this. There isn't any magic number to work for, okay? You can have smaller audience and still make consistent sales. Maybe you currently have like 300 Instagram followers, but all of them are like really interested in what you have to say, in which case it'll be a lot simpler for you to get them interested in buying your offers. But at the same time, again, when it comes to actual profit out of it all, we're thinking about the volume of potential reach. You want to reach as many people as possible. That's the simple math here. as many people as possible, as many interested people as possible, so then you can see as many sales as possible. Now, let's talk about the practical side of it, how to actually get started. And I will talk from a perspective of my average client. You may already have some following, you may already have some mailing list going on, but you're not really just paying as much attention into all of that. So if you want to sell digital products, you will have to put more intention in there. First of all, we are focusing on building your following. You want to be seen, you want to be visible, you want to be out there. Especially with video content, it really is the best way to grow trust, to actually make people interested in what you have to say. Because once they repeatedly see you in the online space, talking in front of the camera, they know what you're all about. They know what is your vibe, what they can expect from you, and whether or not the product that they might buy will be relevant for them. Video content is so important. And no matter which channel you choose to focus on, I usually talk about Instagram because that is my core marketing channel. For you, it may be Facebook, it may be LinkedIn, maybe you are on YouTube Shorts or TikTok. Whichever it is that you are on, what you can do to amplify that reach is just post the same content on all the platforms. I literally create Instagram Reels with the focus on Instagram because, again, that is like my main platform that I use and I have used for so long. I create Reels for it, but then I also automatically repost them everywhere else. And often they do somewhere else way better than they would be doing on Instagram. So once you start creating that content, make sure to repurpose it as well. I personally use Metricool to schedule all of my content. It's free to use up to some specific number of posts, and you can easily just upload one piece of content and choose where it's going to go out to. You'll find the link to Metricool in the description as well if you want to check it out. Now, as you're establishing your social media presence, the other thing you want to think about is growing your mailing list. And this, honestly, this is such a big topic that I could probably do a whole separate episode on that as well. But I want to talk about the basics here. So for many, there is again this expectation of this being a very quick deal, how you will just create a freebie, share it, and you will suddenly have a full list of interested leads. But honestly, growing a mailing list takes strategy, it takes time, it takes dedication and some trial and error. You can't really expect to just create a freebie, even if it's an amazing freebie, okay? It doesn't even matter like how great quality it is or like how much free content you're giving away. And it's not about giving away like as much free content as possible, okay? It's not about that. It's really about making sure that whatever free offer you are creating is really targeted at your ideal audience. It makes sense for them currently in their journey. And it later leads into your other offers organically as well. So it actually makes sense in their overall customer journey. So definitely creating a free offer and probably creating several free offers and in several different types of media. So it might be a downloadable checklist. It might be a small masterclass. Maybe it's a bit of a combination of both. The more different offers you have out there and the more you promote them, the easier it will be for you to really zoom in on what matters later down the line. So for example, if you decide to do ads to either of your free offers, you actually know which offer organically already is doing the best and which offer your audience is the most interested in. And then as you do ads, you already have that proof of concept that it's actually working. Now, another thing you can consider when growing a mailing list is doing some live classes, live masterclasses, live workshops. I have to say that there was a time several years ago when live definitely was the preference because you can actually interact with your audience live, right? There is definitely that benefit of, again, just building trust, of connecting, of answering any questions. But these days, it's not really a must. The people are so used to recorded content and often live classes are just not as attended. You really have to have a very clear focus and really good offer for people to actually show up live, right? So it's not always worth the time, but if you want to try it out and you feel like you would really thrive in that kind of environment, you can definitely go for it. It can be a good thing to test out as well. So all of this is being created and put out there with the intention to grow your mailing list. Honestly, it has to be good, okay? It has to be good. It has to be valuable. You have to actually bring something to your audience. It cannot be quick. It cannot be simple. Technically, it can be simple, but you really have to put in the thought work. You can't just go to ChatGPT and ask it to create a freebie for you, okay? You have to make sure that it's intentional and it's actually worthwhile for your audience, because this really is that first touch point of them learning more from you. Now, there are some alternatives to freebies as well. For example, you can promote a newsletter that every week is sharing some specific tips and tricks. For example, I have subscribed to some newsletters that are related to stock market, for example, from the creator from Friends That Invest. She's sharing a lot of value. She's sharing something that I don't particularly have time to explore on my own. I see that newsletter every week. I open it every week, and I love how value packed it is. She has done the work. She has done the research for me. Now, I am already actively opening her email. So whenever she's selling something, I'm always there as well. I'm always looking at her offers. I'm always seeing if anything might be relevant for me. But again, this has to be valuable, okay? It has to make sense for your audience. It can be just wishy-washy ChatGPT thing. You want to really bring the value. You want to bring something from you. You want to make sure that for your audience, it makes sense for them to stick around and, well, first of all, to sign up and then to stick around as well. Okay, so if you want to make sales, you have to grow your audience and you have to grow your mailing list. And when it comes to growing your mailing list, another quick thing I want to mention is that you have to actually keep sending emails. You have to keep showing up in their mailboxes. You can set up some evergreen funnels where the emails go out repeatedly to every new person that signs up. But as you're just getting started, you will want to send out weekly emails. Again, make sure there's value. Make sure there's some takeaways. They don't have to be extremely long. They don't have to like provide all of your experience and knowledge. But you want to make sure that whoever opens those emails, they first of all get what you're all about. They understand why they should keep following you. And they get something from it as well. And one of the biggest mistakes here is that creators feel like this is going to be one and done kind of a deal. Again, I have to reference, especially coming from the coaching space, if you are coming from one-on-one experiences, from providing one-on-one offers to one-to-many offers, selling one-to-many, selling digital products is an ongoing marketing deal for you. You have to keep showing up to make those sales happen. It's not as passive as it might seem. Yes, there are channels that you can establish that will make it easier for you. Yes, you don't particularly have to show up every single day, but you will have to set dedicated time every month or like every week, every other week, whatever is the schedule, to create that content, to build that trust, to connect with your audience. It's not one and done kind of a deal. And also talking about the numbers, it's not about attracting big numbers fast. It's not about going viral. It's not about having a huge mailing list. You want to focus on attracting ideal audience bit by bit. And then when that whole channel is really well oiled, when you know what is working, what isn't working, then you can scale by doing ads. Ads is one of those things that many coaches kind of tend to go into first and then they establish their funnels. But honestly, you should do your funnels first. You first of all should test your content strategy. You should test your free offers. You should show up for all of that organically. And once you have done that, then you can start thinking about ads, because at that point, you already know what is and what isn't working. Now, on that same note, along with everything else, and I know it might feel a lot, okay, just bear with me. Along with all of that, you also want to think about evergreen marketing. Organic evergreen marketing matters, especially for the long run. Social media will attract new audience, it will build trust, and it will grow that kind of a sense of community within your audience, which is really the first focus I would do. Then we have the mailing list, which needs the most direct sales channel. Yes, you can sell through social media as well, but email marketing has the biggest return on investment. So those really are kind of the first two steps we are focusing on. But then we also want to be thinking about evergreen content, content that is searchable and that can lead your audience to you. It can be podcasting, those can be YouTube videos, those can be blog posts, or all of them together. I personally do all of them. I started with podcasting, and now I'm also doing my podcast episodes in the video format. So that automatically goes to YouTube. Do I have my content on other podcasting apps? I have my content searchable on YouTube. And along with all of that, I also create blog posts. So now my content can be found through Google because of my website, because of the content that I'm creating. Through YouTube, if somebody is specifically typing in the keywords that I'm talking about, I'm going to be right there. And on any of the podcasting apps, I'm literally covering all the grounds. No matter which space you are, I'm going to be there. Now, I know this is a lot to think about. I know that especially if these may be your first steps in actually taking your content seriously, it's just a lot to cover. But I would really focus on, first of all, just getting started, establishing what is working for you, understanding, first of all, like how to record the videos, how you can do social media content. Once you have that going, build upon it. Like, think about those next steps. What is the next thing you want to do? You want to make sure that you actually establish strategies and establish the workflows that work for you in a way that you can upkeep in the long run. Yes, this will take time on your schedule, and it's part of selling your digital product. Again, you can scale with ads as well, but you still need to have that system in place as well. Now, I know I have covered kind of a lot today, and again, I know that this can be overwhelming, but I hope that this gives you an insight in what it really takes to actually sell digital products. It's not always as quick and as easy, and sure, you can get successful even with smaller numbers, even without one or two of these channels. Maybe you suddenly like unlock something that truly works for you. But to get there, usually you have to get started. You have to really put in that work, and then you find what truly works for you, what works for your audience and for your offers. If you are on your digital product creation journey, make sure to join us inside the Savvy Author Hub membership as well, where you will find resources plus support in your product creation journey. In there, you will learn exactly how to plan, create, and launch your product, along with some ideas for sales, for growing your mailing list, growing your social media, and well beyond that. You'll find a link to that in the description. That will be it from me for this time. For any questions, you can reach out in the comments or chat with me on Instagram at CourseCreationLab. That'll be it from me for this time, and I hope to see you in the next episode.